Winston City Council, June 7th, 2021, 7 p.m.
DeWald.
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 And I'm here too, Scott Rutter.
I'm here.
Sometimes we regret. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
Well, we have the one, motion to allow alcohol for the upcoming music event. And that would be under new business number E. And that would be, well, and then the addition of the proclamation.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you. We're going to declare a proclamation for Flag Day, June 14th, 2021. Whereas on June 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress formally adopted the Stars and Stripes as the official flag of the Republic. And whereas our flag is a source of inspiration and strength to all Americans, it celebrates our independence and highlights our resolve to defend and protect the country and the values we hold dear. And whereas by honoring our flag, we pay due respect to the patriots and heroes who have laid down their lives in defense of the liberty it represents. And whereas we raise the flag, we stand and salute or place our hands on our hearts and recall the fundamental truth upon which this nation was founded, that we are all created equal. Now, therefore, I, David S. Rutter, Mayor of the City of Winston, Oregon, do hereby proclaim June 14th, 2021 as Flag Day. I urge the citizens of the City of Winston to observe Flag Day by displaying the flag. In witness hereof, I here set unto my hand the 17th day of June.
Is it possible to put flags up down Main Street? You know, like
if
they I did may, for...
Sure,
Honor, we
please.
We have arranged with the Boy Scouts to put the flags up
Good.
Down Main Street again.
Fantastic.
Which was started by Mr. Evans.
Yes, sir, it was. Glad you're here tonight, Frank.
Thank you.
They have also asked for a $200 donation to purchase flags, a portion of flags with.
Absolutely.
They get stolen. And
that's from the VFW, isn't it? There's $200 I saw for flags on our checks.
Yeah.
Are they one of the same?
Yeah, same one.
But the checks had already been written.
Yeah.
And so how can we approve
guess,
it?
Oh, you know, yeah, it wasn't for action. It was within my scope.
Oh, okay.
It was informational purposes. In other words, he was hedging his bet.
I mean, who looks at the checks anyway, right?
Yeah, you know, $71, car wash bills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
What was that?
They did a good job cleaning.
Was it just one car or all of Roseburg and?
You know, we have a standing $5 per wash for the police department. Just same as Roseburg and the county also have a
only brand that's going
to count. So when they're in town on business, they can get a car wash.
Yes. They don't go up there for car washes unless they're up there for.
Okay. Well, they said.
Could they drive my car in?
I was going
to
say.
Next time they need to go? Okay. This is required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. Do I have a motion to open a public hearing?
You have a motion. I make a motion to open a public hearing.
Have a motion? I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. The City of Winston Municipal Code, Title 3, Chapter 30, Section 30.09 specifies the order of presentation of testimony at public hearings. After the hearing is opened as follows. We need a staff report, out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures, public statements in opposition, public statements in favor, public statements in general, and council questions and comments. Have a staff report, please.
Yes, that would be me. Good evening, everyone. So this is basically to go over the summary of the budget for the Urban Renewal Agency. This is as approved by the Budget Committee at our Urban Renewal Agency Budget Committee meeting. We have a beginning fund balance for this upcoming year, $273,515. We have other resources, which would be interest, of $6,000. Revenue from taxes, $150,000, for a total resources of $429,515. For expenditures, we have materials and services, $16,600. Capital outlay, $287,371. Debt service, $85,544. And other expenditures and requirements, which would be those requests for grants, the facade grants, $40,000, for a total requirements of $429,515. And that is the total budget. And then we are required to list our outstanding debt, which is $295,819, which is the amount of the repayment of that loan as of 7/1.
Any questions from council? Okay, public statements and any out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures?
When do I get to talk?
Just a moment.
Okay.
Public statements in opposition of the urban renewal budget. Public statements in favor of the urban renewal budget. Public statements in general. Mr. Evans, please approach the podium.
Your Honor, Mr. Mayor, congratulations.
Thank you, it's been a while.
Council members, department heads, and y'all.
No,
don't do that. Hey, we don't have the time clock anymore.
It was here somewhere. 3 minutes.
You're wasting time.
I have in the past came before you about several complaints. So I'm going to start taking them one by one from now on.
Okay.
Your city burn ordinance is lacking.
Okay, excuse me, just a moment. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about right now is the public hearing on this on the budget for the Urban Renewal Agency.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, then please take a seat, Frank, and we're going to get to you shortly, I promise.
Let me know. They used to do that in the front.
Yeah, it's a new world.
Okay.
Council questions and comments for Ann. If there's nothing further, I'm looking for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion we close the public hearing.
I have a motion looking for a second.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. We have adjourned the public hearing. Wait, is there nothing further? Do the council members have anything you want to discuss? Okay. The discussion is closed. Okay, thanks. Now, this is going to sound repetitive, but here we go. This is required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion to open the public hearing.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Hey, this public hearing is to discuss the City of Winston's 2022 budget. May I have a staff report, please?
Yes, good evening again. Thank you very much. So this is again the summary of the budget for the City of Winston as approved by the Budget Committee. There is one small clerical error that was made that was noticed after the meeting. The electricity for the community center was listed as $3,000. It's just a line item error. Was listed as $3,000, and it was supposed to have been a $3,000 adjustment from the original requested of $21,000. So I have had to correct that and make the electricity for the communities that are $18,000. $3,000 was not going to cover the expenditures. So we have made that correction. It did not affect the total budget for the communities that are over the total budget for the overall city. So I've made that correction.
Thank you.
And now for the summary, we have all of the sources of revenues here totaling $9,994,887. Do you want me to go through them line by line, or do you have a question on any of those?
Council, any questions on the line items?
No, since we were on the budget committee in the first place.
Okay. I think we're good. Thank you.
All right. And then we'll go through the expenditures. Personnel services for the upcoming year, $3,173,755. Materials and services, $2,153,571. Capital outlay, $1,362,031. Debt service, $171,470. Interfund transfers, $375,726. Contingencies, $322,860. Unappropriated fund balance for future expenditure, $2,435,474. For total requirements of $9,994,887. The summary goes through and lists it by fund. You have general fund, $2,920,362. Street and drainage fund, $955,886. Sewer fund, $2,482,036. The reserve fund, $2,445,474. The wastewater treatment facility, $944,002. Local improvement fund is gone. The community center fund, $97,627. And the transportation utility fund, $149,500. Again, for a total of $9,994,887. The tax rate remains the same, 4.2718 per 1,000 for taxing. And the total debt service or total indebtedness for the city of Winston on July 1, $2,092,749. Any questions?
Thank you very much, Ann. Public statements in opposition to the budget. Public statements in favor. Public statements in general. Council questions and comments. If nothing further, I'm looking for a motion to close the public hearing. When do we vote to approve it?
You will adopt budget resolutions on your next regular council meeting.
Okay.
We'll have that for full budget resolutions for you.
Thank you. If there's nothing further, I'm looking for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I have a motion. Looking for a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any further? Any opposed? Thank you very much. So now we're going to make a motion. We already done that. Okay, approval of the council minutes for May 17th, 2021.
I make a motion for approval of the council minutes of May 17th, 2021.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Mr. Evans, the floor is yours.
Your Honor, Mr. Mayor, council members, department heads, and guests again. My name is Frank Evans. I live at 120 Sioux Storm Street. In the past, as I've said before, I've came before you and jumped up and down and screamed Bloody Mary. But I'm going to now take things one at a time. Your city ordinance on burning yard waste
is lacking. And the reason I say this is last month during the prescribed month for burning, my neighbor had a 15-foot wide, 4-foot tall pile of brush they had been accumulating for 3 years. They decided that was a good time to burn, which I was happy about. Come 10 o'clock at night, they left, the residents. They did not come back until the afternoon the following day. All night this burned, all the next day it burned. When I reported it to the Winston Police Department, Officer Parker came out. We walked into my backyard, we stood at the fence, we watched it burning. We went back to his truck, he read the ordinance. Nothing in it saying he could do anything about it. It was a legal burn according to the way the ordinance is written today. There is no stipulation that it should be manned. There is no stipulation that it should not be done at night. There's no stipulation that there's any firefighting equipment, water hose, fire extinguisher, or anything like that should be on site. Now.
You mean the common sense stuff?
Yes. I'm a firefighter. You're a firefighter.
No.
Every sailor that joined the Navy went to fire.
Oh. I taught there.
I went to firefighting school, same place as Mr. Cunningham did. I went to shipboard firefighting school at 32nd Street. I went to wildland firefighting school in Willows, California. And I've been to aircraft firefighting school so many times, I do not remember. So when somebody lights a match in the city of Winston, I'm aware. This ordinance is totally unsatisfactory.
Okay, would you be interested in assisting the city staff in rewriting that ordinance?
More than happy to.
Okay, would you please contact Mr. Bauer and make an appointment to get that going, please? I appreciate your input.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak to the council?
Is that me?
I think we got you coming up. Reports, boards, commission, committees, and schools. Dory, you have something for the library?
I just have a little report from our May 12th meeting is the one I just got. There was a whole bunch of donations. There are DVDs in which they now have cataloged. They also, the library was awarded the $3,000 team service grant, which was the approved funds was signed by the city council, and what they did with that is they are facilitating a robotic project, and they're going to give flyers out to the middle school and the high school, and they are hoping to get 16, because that's all they can handle to put in on the activity. That was the main thing that I wanted to say. And their next board meeting will be June 9th, which is coming up.
So this robotics, is this something that is the library sponsoring, or they're
the
trying
library,
to encourage?
The library is.
I'm all in favor of that. My grandson's team from Salem, where he went to school, ended up in Houston for a week at one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen. And these kids, they learn a lot. It's pretty cool stuff. So if we can encourage that, I think we should.
How about you teach them laser engraving?
You know, that's more specifically job related, and I'm all for it. Councilor DeWald, do you have anything to say about the park board?
Well,
are you prepared?
Well, we lost our secretary for a short period of time, so right now we really don't have anybody that's covering any of the meeting minutes, So Mike Winters visited last time and went over what he does for the city and for the parks, and Andy and him talked about how his service is used by us. We did have a discussion around the issue of board members again, so that's probably going to be reoccurring because we do have someone that does not live within the city limits. We had thought she could be on the board, and then she came in and was told she couldn't, and then we found out she could. So it's just an ongoing saga, but hopefully we'll have that third up tomorrow, hopefully. And we reviewed the 21-22 park request budget, and we also talked about some upcoming items that we want to fund, and a little bit about Fed American funding. I don't know where that's going now. And that was about it.
Okay.
And we have a meeting tomorrow night.
Perfect.
Your Honor, if I may, on the
please.
Membership issue. So to clear that up, and I sent another email to Edie Young today, hopefully clearing it up. But so when we put somebody on under the 90-day rule, because we haven't had anybody, we couldn't find anybody for 90 days, the last one was Edie. So then we got to go another 90 days before it applies again. That is now passed. So we can now, or the park board can now recommend forward someone else who is not in the city.
Okay. Good.
Got it.
So that's being done then? You're going to recommend that we have this position filled?
Tomorrow night, I believe that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for your report.
Just one quick question, and this is not in your report, but I believe it's about time that the master park plan needs to be reviewed, updated, etc.
We're in discussion of that right now. It's on our agenda, but we have to get some other things cleared up before we move forward.
That was done about, 10 or 12 years ago, maybe? Yeah, 10 or 12 years ago?
What was it, 2008, 2005?
Yes, in that vicinity, and it's, as we're aware, well aware of it, that master plan needs a lot of help.
There was, and if I recall, when that was put together, it may have been rather grandiose in the reality of what they were after.
We had a person, I was on the park board then, we had a person that...
it was 2008, not 1908.
Oh, no. I don't want to predate you. Anyway, yeah, she's a grant writer or a planner or whatnot. And that's where the grandiose park plan came up, which is on the far right side of Unrealistic.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that's something we probably need to keep an eye out.
It was a little insane.
I mean, I couldn't understand why Creative Kitty Reader was mentioned in it.
I don't know either. But there you go. Sometimes you're the baseball, sometimes you're the bat. Lenny, do you have anything to offer?
No.
David, anything else?
No.
Okay, great. Moving right along then. Department reports. Chief Sardi. Let's
Mayor
talk
Council,
about a parking lot.
Mayor, Council, community members. A couple things I'd like to just talk about. Before we get to the big parking lot issue, we had our radar trailer was having some issues. We try to send it out every week and get data collecting on it, and it's having some problems. The software in it's not working properly, so I don't know where to go with it from there. I'm doing some research to find out who works on these trailers. The closest people I think that might be involved in it would be in Salem, so we might be running it up there to get it worked on. Depending on cost and the value of that trailer, depends on who can continue using it. So our data net for now is going to be done.
Now the county has several of those, don't they?
They do. We all kind of get them from the same place through ODOT out of Salem. And they order them from, like, I think it's Michigan, and they ship them over on a trailer, and then we get them. But as far as the fundamentals of how it works, I don't think anyone around here really works on them. We have a gentleman that comes over from somewhere back east that does radar certifications every year, and we reach out to them. It's called the radar shop and see if they know anything about it. I don't really want to send the whole trailer off, but we'll try to figure something out on it. So just so you're aware, if you don't see the trailer out, we're going to still stick it out, but we're not going to get the data from it.
Got it.
So,
but you can still, it still reads the...
Yeah, it'll still...
So people can still go for high score if they
right.
choose, yeah.
How old is that?
What's that?
How old is that one?
Chief Google got it on a grant. Probably close to 10 years ago.
Do we know what the life expectancy of those trailers are?
I don't know a lot about the life expectancy.
What's the possibility of getting another grant to replace it?
Well, there is a possibility. I talked to Rosalie Singer just before traffic safety, the last meeting that we had, to talk about the overtime grants, and they're limiting a lot of stuff that comes to law enforcement. Kind of weird, but they are. So it seems like the funding for law enforcement at the state level is not like it used to be. Let's just say that. I'll leave that there. We had to cancel our active shooter training at the high school. We had that planned for the 11th, which was going to be pretty exciting for all of us. We were going to invite Roseburg, Sutherland, and Myrtle Creek, and the sheriff's office to do some training at the high school before they tear down the building, the lower building, so we can like kick doors and really have a lot of fun and not worry about cleanup. But that got canceled because they ended up hosting a couple basketball games, so we just figured
you should do it anyway.
Well, we're bringing in the tactical teams too, so we're going to do flashbangs and all the fun stuff.
Right.
That ended up coming to an end. So we're going to try to reschedule something there. We're still working, the staff's still working pretty hard on radio programming and software updates. We're trying to get everything lined out with the new dispatch system where they're now able to GPS. They've always been able to GPS our vehicles for the last 5 or 6 years, but now we're trying to get our radios to our portable radios to do the same thing.
Oh, cool.
And so it's a little bit of a headache going through, and it's hours and hours worth of typing and getting things together, and we're getting closer, so that's going to take another couple of weeks to get done. So that's an officer safety thing that I think that we need to do. So when they push the officer distress button, it alerts dispatch and sends off a big alarm, especially, you know, working by themselves a lot. Let's go to the parking lot. So I'm very honored and I'm thrilled that we have a lot. It's a little humbling, the amount of money that the city and the community members have put into the police department the last 3 years. And it's hard for me to even think that I would want anything else out of it. You know, that the lot itself in the back and down the side came out great. The front lot, open to the public, not so great. Me and the mayor were out there last week after they paved it, and the striking guy drove in with his diesel truck and sank the front tires into the asphalt.
Oh, no.
Don't overplay it. It was just a little bit, but it was an inch.
But you can see the tire tracks there, and I had it back out. So Knife River came out with the roller, and they rolled it all flat. So now it's kind of just a full-on flat divot in the front. We're going to play it by year. So they recommended that we don't park anything on there for 2 weeks. So that's our plan. We got it roped off, and we're not going to let anyone park on it for at least 2 weeks to see if that hardens up. Yeah, we think it will harden up. And so
underneath, it's causing it in the first place.
The ground, I mean, you know.
So there wasn't enough rock?
You know, in that lot, if you were to drive in the front of that lot, you'd never know there was any problem before we stripped the asphalt off of it. It was hard. So when they dug down into the clay soil, where the moisture was at, you get this spongy clay material. Same thing happened in the back. They let it sit, it dried out, it was fine.
Yeah, the thing on that is it was like what we discussed. It was like standing on a waterbed. And I'm not exaggerating. Okay? And I took the liberty of contacting my son-in-law, who is a civic engineer, whose main thing is demolition, construction, road building, etc. And he is what you call the residential expert on dealing with muskeg and permafrost and everything in Alaska. And he said, if you got water there once, you're gonna get water there again. And he said, that is something that is going to happen, especially through the rainy season. He says, if you put up to 12 inches of concrete on it, it might hold. He says, but if you're putting asphalt on it, it's not going to hold, even if they put extra on it. And I went on to describe, you know, how it felt, etc. And he said, well, the water is coming from someplace. Even though if you remove clay or gravel or in there, there, if there's water there, it's going to seep in there. And he said that is money repair that is just going to be waiting to happen. And he said he'd probably give it maybe 2 years. And you're going to have a problem. He said probably the best thing should have been done was to put a French drain with large rocks in it and then leading down a pipe down to evacuate the water or moisture that collects. And that's their, that's their SOP.
What you don't know is that we did that. Andy, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, the old building there was notorious for water because the way that set, for years that water would come in. And that building actually had been flooded before in the past. So years ago, we dug a hole in the back, put a bucket in there with a little pump, with a 1-inch hose, and we pumped out a parking lot. Did that for years and years and years. So that water at that time, was cascading underneath the building. So now that has been rectified by the storm drainage system and the sloping of the pavement. So that will dry out. I'm pretty confident that in time will. We had the same issue back here, and we went back here, and it was the same big soggy area. And we rocked and fabric stayed off, and it dried out.
The cars were on it before, and it seemed to work all right, you know, for many, many years. So I'm thinking if we just stay off of it and let it harden, I think it will work.
That, you see, that's the problem, Chief. I think we don't want a major project down the road coming down on us. And if there's water at one place and the drains to a particular place, it'll drain there again.
We have the storm system installed and drainage away from the building. And you guys saw it before, and we went in there before and sloped that back. And got the water to drain until the pavement, so that's been taken down 3 or 4 feet plus. That area never had that amount of trucks with those heavy dump trucks in there. It's never seen that type of weight or that type of activity, of equipment activity. And so once they exposed that, like Mark said, when they exposed that water, they originally thought there was a water leak there. They determined it wasn't from the water, just residual water from that holding that clay. It was kind of the same thing. We took that tank out. We got down to the tank, and then there was groundwater in there. There's groundwater in the back that just now dried up in the last week or two.
Well, is that about a 1 to 1.5 degree slope going down to the street?
It'll drain a lot better now. I guarantee you that. But it had nowhere to go before, so it actually has two sumps back there, or three catch basins tied in out to Rose Street.
Chief, so did Civil West ever on-site visit and discuss that problem with them?
So I know that they were aware of it. I didn't. I don't remember if it was Sergeant Miller or Jennifer from Knife River that talked to them about it. I know the foreman there was constantly bringing it up and saying this is an issue.
But did they come down to inspect it?
I didn't. I have not seen the engineer company since the meetings that we go to. So, but it doesn't say much. I mean, I'm in my office or I'm not in the office, so they might have shown up. I don't know.
Was there any recommendations from Civil West to correct it?
Yeah, about $45,000.
On our.
Was that before or after the?
That's what it would cost to dig all the dirt out of there and put rock in its place. Would be about $45,000.
Yeah, but what did that happen prior to paving, or was it after when it was brought to their attention?
No, we've been dealing with the wet soil condition. Like I said, it was the same in the back, and we just had the opportunity to let that sit there and dry and dry, and it dried up. It's fine back there. We put the storm drain, the new storm drain system on the back side of the lot to intercept the water. It's the parking lot has a 2% slope on it. So again, it's one of those things, and nobody knows for 100% whether or not, but it should dry out and be fine. The engineer is aware of it, but the engineer was also aware that the budget was the budget, and we weren't going to put another $45,000 that we didn't have.
And what was that $45,000 bought?
To rock to put underneath, to dig out all the clay soils and just
We're trying to get a French drain, the drain into rather than what you've got set up now?
No, they just went down deeper and put more rock in.
Yeah, we got 8 inches of rock on it right now. And again, same thing in the back. It was just like that in the back, and now the back's hard as rock.
Well, I just hope it pans out.
Your point about if water gets back under there again, it could create a problem. But like you said, that would take a lot of money to go that deep. And again, the vehicles that have been driving on it, the police vehicles and the city vehicles, are not the weight that the big dump trucks and stuff that were on it that caused the pump like it did. But yeah, I mean, the sidewalk, that waterbed field condition was all over the back lot, too.
Even underneath the sidewalks in the front by the flagpole?
No. So then we're looking at the possibility of sinking to the sidewalks then, too, correct?
I don't think so.
You got a
unless a semi truck drove on them.
Yeah, you got a structural element now on top of it with the concrete. So, yeah, if you drove a loaded dump truck on it, it might break and sink at the joints.
But I think what Andy was saying makes perfect sense. Is that with that whole lot on the back now that it's paved, it's sealed, it's draining water. You're going to have a lot less water coming to the front. It's coming off that hill where it's coming from. It's groundwater. So I think over time, it's going to reduce that amount of water that's underneath there, especially through the summertime. We're just going to keep cars off of that for a while, a couple of weeks, maybe three, and keep it blocked off. I got 2 open spots for the public, and I got the handicap spot open for the public. And we'll just leave it as that for now.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about it until we get a rain. We've had, 2 years, 3 years of dry, super dry. So the test will be when the rains come.
We pick a lot of water up on Main Street. Before there was no drainage at all, so we were our building was just being inundated with water from. We're hoping this is going to collect that. That system should do as designed. Anything can happen, of course. It's hope for the best, but yeah.
Now, is Knife River going to warranty that section of the paving?
Good question. We haven't discussed that with them yet.
And if they don't warranty, what would be their reasoning?
Well, their warranty would only be a 1-year warranty.
Right, but if they don't warrant it, what would be their reasoning?
That's a good question. That's what we would yet to, enter into discussion.
Well, they brought the roller back down and flattened it, right?
Yeah. Now, I mean, the tracks weren't that, no, I mean, I couldn't see them when I first drove up. They had to point them out to me. So it wasn't like there were big ruts in the.
It was minimal. But
half inch.
But,
inch.
Well, but you look at it, you could see them. But yeah. Anything else for Chief Sardi? Thank you, Chief. Mr. Bauer, what do you have for us?
Well, I have one thing of interest here. We'll help pay for that parking lot if it does become a problem in the future. This is a pre-submittal. We'll be getting the application in here shortly for 91 lots. Pass that around. 91 lots up off of Serengeti Estates here. So right here, this area right in here around the base of this hill, where they've located 91 lots to go in here.
Is that where we allowed them to put a horse up there on top of that hill?
Yeah, the horse is up on
okay.
The top.
Yeah. I was just trying to get where.
That, so below that, along the base of that hill, wrapping clear around over to here, there's 91 lots that you're going to look at on that.
And it says 38 additional.
And then there's also an additional 38 going in right in here. At the end of
I take it that'll be like a phase 2 type thing?
Yeah. Okay. So, and this is being done by the group that purchased the Mid-Oregon Builders debacle.
So will they be fixing the other homes that have been abandoned?
Oh, good.
That's kind of already going on, isn't it, Tom?
I saw one of them.
I saw one of them, but there's five others that
aren't. I've been up there, too. No. They've got
so they
stuff sitting there, but
I haven't seen anything.
So we've whacked the tall grass.
They started finishing one.
Yeah, that's right.
And right now, they have to resubmit all their
permits?
Yeah, their planning worksheets, get new permits, because they're all ran out of time.
Do we have any idea how much, the house is going to be like 250, 300,000, or do we have any idea?
How many square feet would be there?
Yeah, it's going to be 350 to 4 now is the price of lumber. If it doesn't drop.
Oh, God.
But, so what kind of tax dollars is that going to drive us?
Yeah.
I think Ann showed you the mill rate earlier.
It's 4%, $4 per thousand.
So you take the 400,000 times 91, and then take then on a per thousand basis, you calculate how much tax that's going to be. So
it could be significant.
Yeah.
That may have just
look at Chief is already looking how to spend it.
I'm thinking not parking lot, I'm actually thinking guy.
Guy.
Girl, guy.
Individual.
Police.
Officer.
Officer.
Oh, officer.
Are we gonna never mind.
So that's like $153,000 in property.
Have we heard anything more about the RV park proposal?
Well, the RV park owner was going to start bringing fill in, and has rethought that position now. He's just going to put some access curb cuts in.
In other words, he found out what it was going to cost to put fill in there?
So they can act. Well, he had, when he talked to me, he had a deal working with someone for fill dirt at a pretty reasonable price, but
there's a bunch of fill dirt going in on the other side, like on Valin Curry's property on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's big.
I mean, bunches of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of fill going in there.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, we digress.
Yep.
Cool. Anything else, Mr. Bauer?
No, that's it.
Seeing all business, new business licenses. Shoop FX LLC, Austin Shoopman. Is that y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You got approved or?
I don't know until I get to the end. I got to ask, Yes, I'm sure if it's here, it's been approved. Right, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cosilla Brothers Construction. Rolling Thunder Barbecue and Cruise for a Cause, all met with your approval, sir?
Yes, sir.
Need a motion to approve?
Go ahead.
I make a motion that we approve these new businesses.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the new business licenses as read. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign? But, hey, you asked for it.
I have a question about that, though. So
hang on, just a second. We'll get to you. So a motion carries. What's your question, sir?
So it is under an LLC because supposedly it was under an unnamed business when I went to my insurance, but it comes under as an LLC to you.
Right.
Okay, so something's. I'm not sure. Maybe he can see that part. Or
it says LLC. I just didn't.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's LLC. Shoop FX LLC, Austin Shoopman. Okay.
I have another question.
You do?
I got a little question. What is it?
Production company?
FX Music.
Concert music.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
He'll be having a music festival at Urban Park June 26th.
No burning.
First beer
only. I'm there. And I approve. Okay, resolution 21-991, pasture land lease. Mr. Bauer, title only, please.
Good evening.
Resolution number 21991, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement titled Winston Green Wastewater Treatment Facility Pasture Land with Joe Hammack for the period commencing July 1, 2021 and ending June 30th, 2022 for the amount of $600.
And Mr. Sherlock will read the staff report.
And the staff report is, this is an ongoing lease that we've had for many years and we're very satisfied with.
Any comments from the audience?
Well, I think it's great because they also let our sewer, if that's right, that's not correct, but the plant take their
Their fertilizer.
Yeah. And it's a place to dump it. It's close and we can get rid of it quick.
Perfect.
And I think it's great.
Is there a reason that we can't make that a buy yearly instead of a yearly, since we've been doing it for so long and then just double the...
Why can't we do that?
There's no reason as long as Mr. Hammack is willing to
sign to do it for 2 years.
Because there's no... If he's been doing it for years and years and years, well, what's the sense of bringing it up every year and then maybe bring it up about maybe every 2 years or something like that?
So are you going to make a
addendum
to Resolution 21999 with your motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Your Honor, if I may, I would recommend that we do it next year.
Agreed.
This one's already in place.
Okay. Agreed.
Okay, perfect. So I have a motion.
Second.
No, you are the motion.
Oh. I make a motion that next year we take a look at
this. No, I make a motion that this year we approve 21991.
All right, let's get on the same page. Yeah. Okay, I make a motion that we approve Resolution 21991, pasture lead and lease for 1 year.
I have a motion.
I still have a question.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Hang on just a second. We'll get to you. Honest, we will.
No, you won't.
Yes, we will. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I still think that you've got it written. Why can't we do it today and find out an okay, or do it at our next meeting and get it for 2 years? Why are we putting it off for 1 year? It doesn't make sense to me. When we're all in agreement.
It's just the fact that we've, you know, sat down with them and this is what they agreed to, so.
The
leasee, I know, but why can't we do it and then do it at our next meeting? Hold this for one time and get it done.
Does the current lease expire at the end of this month? Yes. And I believe, does not Green Sanitary also have to vote on it as well? Their board had to vote on it as well.
So they have not voted yet. They haven't had their meeting. So we could still accomplish it instead of waiting another year and doing it again, if we could stop it right now and do the 2 years and start.
So typically Green Sanitary approves it before we bring it to you. So
they already did. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that they have, but that's typically what we do.
But if they haven't, can you call and find out? Can we still hold this?
We could. It was just a recommendation.
So what you're recommending, Counselor, then is that we table this for 2 weeks?
Yes, please. And then get it clarified.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. Are you folks willing to back off your motions?
Yes.
Okay. So that being said, let's table this till the next meeting. Can we do that, Mr. Bauer?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
And that way we can just sell from $1,200 to 2 years.
Yeah. Bingo. Party. Ordinance 21699, amendment to the water franchise agreement. Mr. Bauer, would you please read the title and the staff report?
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-699. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending ordinance 21698 by fixing the 6% franchise fee for the initial 5-year term of the agreement. So following the last meeting, their board, after reviewing it, after we had passed it,
decided that they wanted the amount fixed for the five-year duration of this agreement. So that's why it's back in front of you tonight to amend it.
So we are amending it to their one request, correct?
Yep.
I abstain.
And their request is for a five-year term?
Yeah, that was one of their original requests.
Okay.
Was for a five-year term. Typically they're 10, but we agreed to the five-year term.
Okay.
Which was their first one. So there were several, if you will remember, there were several changes that we made at the last go-around.
Right.
This one was the only thing that came back following that. So their board did not approve the agreement based on this condition. As far as we know, this is the only other condition out there.
So let me get this straight. Is just a wording change to the five-year term?
So it's no, it's a change. The wording change is that we're in the document, it says that upon 60 days notice, the city can amend the fee.
Got it.
And
okay.
So they wanted it fixed.
Okay.
Okay, so just as a point of order, Councillor White has chosen to recuse herself, not abstain, correct?
Okay, yes, please.
Thank you. So I'm looking for a motion then to approve Ordinance 21-699 as amended.
Your Honor, just the additional comment to that, Councillor White's abstention from the voting on this is the fact that she sits on the water board.
On the water board, correct.
Now, is this going to be the last time that we're going to come back and make changes?
Unless the city says something back and forth, that's what they've been going on.
Well, the issue becomes that every time they come up with something, and it's almost as though it appears to me that it's becoming a stalling tactic. And I don't want to play the game.
So basically, if we pass this evening, that's it.
In my opinion, yes.
Even if they come back, we're going to say no.
Yes, and the city council holds all the cards on this agreement. So I think we've been very fair with them to make the changes that we've made in the document.
Okay, so I'm looking for a motion.
Make a motion that we approve Ordinance 21-699.
With the amendment?
With the amendment.
Thank you. I have a motion. Looking for a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you very much. Ordinance 21-700, amendment to the Economic Development Committee. Mr. Bauer, please.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor, members of council, members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-700, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council, amending Ordinance 21-696, allowing for City of Winston business owners to gain membership to the Economic Development Board, regardless of the fact that they live outside the city. So when we took this, when we took the original ordinance to the board, to the Economic Development Committee, and one of the concerns that came up is there's several members that sit on there that are outside the city, but they own businesses here. So based on the items that they'll be dealing with in this committee, it makes good sense that the business owners, whether they're citizens or not, should be involved in this board. So that is the amendment.
Any questions for Mr. Bauer? Comments?
I think that's a good idea. The only thing, I do have a comment. The only thing that I, and there's, well, there isn't even any comment, big business owners like the ARC and that, big conglomerates that can come in.
Well,
I don't know. That's the only thing I saw.
Again, the process works that the mayor appoints and the council confirms. So nobody can sit on the board unless you approve them.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Anything else? Any other questions? Looking for a motion, please?
I make a motion.
Okay, I have a motion to approve amendment 21700. Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Now, the reason that Mr. Shoup is here, we need to approve an amendment to the park rules that allow for other than nonprofits to sell alcoholic beverages at events in the park. Is that correct, Mr. Bauer?
The recommendation is coming from the park board, so I would defer to Teresa.
Yes, that is correct. With approval, of course.
Approval by each event is approved by the park board, then?
Yes. And by city council, yeah, also.
It'll have to come from the city council, the approving body.
Okay.
But it'd be on an event by event basis.
Okay, so
it won't just be a standing no if you're not a nonprofit.
Okay. I'm looking for a motion then to approve. And we have two motions, one to approve the alcohol event permit to private parties and then approve Mr. Shoup's request, or do we just approve Mr. Shoup's request?
Mr. Shoup's request was to hold the event there. That's been recommended and approved. In fact, I thought you approved that at your last meeting.
We did, but he was seeking approval for the alcoholic beverage sales.
So you only have to approve the condition.
But not generally, just specifically?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking for a motion then to approve Mr. Shoup's request to sell alcohol at his event.
Wait, don't we want to do a general though for future events?
Yeah, I would think you'd want to maintain a no, and depending upon what the event is. So in this case, you've determined that park board's making the recommendation makes sense this time.
Got it.
Maybe the next time you don't.
Okay.
But we are setting a precedent.
You are, but you're not amending your ordinance.
Okay.
So we're not going to amend it. Okay.
So very good. So I still need a motion.
I make a motion that we accept
Mr. Shoup's request.
Mr. Shoup's request.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve Mr. Shoup's request to sell alcohol at his event. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Congratulations. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask us before I get on to the rest of this?
Yes. So attendance, I got approved for 500 people, give or take, correct? So I want to make sure.
Did you approve 500 people, or is that Andy's gig?
We didn't approve a limit.
Okay,
no limit.
And then it's going to be all ages, it's a park, obviously. Correct.
Okay, then the OLCC is going to wonder how you're going to be able to control. Are you going to have a beer garden or something then?
Okay. We're going to have to lock that off. But do I have to get a fence and all that, or can I just feel like...
That's between you and the OLCC.
Okay. They said I'm supposed to set it up, but I didn't know if there was certain guidelines that I had to follow.
There will be from OLCC.
Yeah, typically, you know, like the concessions area we have on the end, we kind of pointed that out to you as a potential spot, because it's, you have that area that the alcohol can be secured, you have a covered fence area that you can kind of have a little more control over. But once again, that's entirely up to you where you it's going to work best.
I can figure that out. And then also kind of have like fire dancers, or like people spin fire there, even though it's grass, or how would that work out?
Mr. Evans, how do you...
The last Saturday of the month. Maybe keep that in the baseball field, because dirt, if anything.
Andy, I need some support here from you.
I would strongly suggest not have fire dancing or any fire activity.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a tough year for fires.
Yeah.
After what happened last year.
I just want to double check.
Okay.
And I had one more question, but I can't think of it.
We have our noise ordinance, of course.
Yeah, noise. Fall under a certain...
10 o'clock?
It's going to be 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. Yeah. It starts at noon.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Shoup? Okay.
Are you guys all coming?
Of course. Well,
it depends on the price of the drinks.
And I backside. So Backside did say that they were down to come out. So.
Oh, it's okay. Backside.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And luscious rain.
Yeah.
We could have put a tent up if it is.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of them. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you. Congratulations.
Upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
The most significant upcoming one will be how we deal with the money that we're going to receive from the feds or from the state.
Is that firming up or going away, or do we know?
As far as I know, we should be, that money should be in the line for us to receive sometime around the end of the year.
So I guess my next question is, which of our department heads and which council members need to bring a Christmas list?
Well, everyone is welcome to bring a Christmas list.
What restraints?
That was my next question.
We don't have 100% answer for you right now on that, but it's much more limited than what the paper that envisioned as being this, you know, use it for anything type of deal, which it's not. We know you can't use it to increase your reserves. It's intended to be spent. It's part of the whole recovery plan. It's getting money back in the economy. But it's also limited. We don't know to what extent, if any at all, we can purchase any equipment with it, for example.
Roofs?
It's broadly based as an infrastructure funding mechanism, so utility funding, road funding.
Roofs?
With the roof
funding.
Roof funding.
Right.
So, but it's much more restrictive than what we originally thought.
No, I'll admit I got a dog in the fight on this because, you know, the library is in desperate need of new replacement library computers.
And it looks like computer systems are fine. Yeah, looks like that's something we can spend.
Yeah, because, I mean, they really need it. I mean, it's almost from the dark ages.
Oh, yeah.
You mean DOS?
Well, I can tell you that the
two
city's
cans and a wire.
Network system is not far behind that.
So can we do the e-ticket thing that Chief Sardi's interested in?
Possibly.
Okay. I have a question for Andy. Andy, hypothetically speaking, you get the go-ahead to put a roof on the community center tomorrow. When does it go on?
Day after. We'd have to actually, because it's going to be it's going to exceed the amount. Some of these would have to go for bid and everything.
Davis Bacon.
So you're talking probably 30 to 45 days for that process, and we'd have to actually go off the bid, the whole nine yards.
So you're looking September, probably?
That's what I was reading, September.
Yeah.
Well, is it possible to put that on an emergency basis because the roof is in such dire shape? You want it in before the rainy season?
If it was declared an emergency, then we have a little more freeway.
And is that difficult to do?
No, it just, yeah.
If you get caught.
As long as you have an emergency, it's something that's what it's there for.
Well, if they look at some of the pictures that Andy's taken and then some of the artwork he's done, that could really kind of sell the deal.
Yep.
So that's your determination to make.
Right. Okay, any other upcoming agenda items?
Yes, there'll be a number. I don't have any.
Okay. Non-agenda items from council? Go to the order. The check copies bring your packet. Claims in excess of $500. Park Board, June 8th at 5:30 City Hall. Economic Development, June 9th at noon, City Hall. Urban Renewal Agency, June 17th, 3 p.m. at City Hall. June 20th is Happy Father's Day to all the dads. And City Council, June 21st, right here at City Hall. I would like to make a note, please, Mr. Bauer, if we could, to possibly move the first meeting in July to the second Monday?
Well, Your Honor, what you need is a motion and a second and approval by the council, and that's what it takes.
Because I'm going to be gone the first Tuesday.
What, when is that? July?
July.
Well, that doesn't, yeah. I can run the meeting for you.
Sounds good, because everybody's going to be
Everybody's going to have to do vacation that time. So, somebody want to offer up a motion?
Oh, I see.
July 2nd. Second week would be the 12th.
The 12th.
Yeah. 12th. Yeah, okay, I can see that.
And then we conceivably would push the next one back an extra week as well.
I don't think you can do that.
Why?
Because the 12th, it'd be the 12th and then the 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That would work.
So yeah, that'd work.
Your other option would be to cancel the first meeting in July.
We don't have to.
Yeah, we might have some stuff.
We only have to have one meeting,
according to. Yes, ma'am.
You may need to have that 12th meeting because we have one more act that has to be done before the 15th of July, and that is to get the sewer certifies to the assessor.
Okay.
And those have to be approved by you through a resolution. And then I have to hand carry those down to the assessor's office for the 15th.
Is it possible to have that done by the next council meeting?
No, because they by law have until the 30th to get their payments in and not get certified. So.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. So if somebody's inclined, I'd like to have a motion and a second. We can vote.
I make a motion that we move the July 5th meeting to the July 12th.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night.
Yes.
If in the future you decide to have one of them things you were talking about that you just canceled with the flashbangs and everything,
happy to.
Could you give me a heads up? Because I need to have anybody like me return fire. I mean, you go blowing stuff up around me, I get a little nervous.
Frank, do you by chance then have Firestone tires?
No tires.
Meeting adjourned.
City Council, June 7th, 2021, 7 p.m.
Meeting adjourned at 8:08 p.m.